Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible. Jezebel was the daughter of Ethbaal, the king of Sidon. Sidon was a powerful Phoenician city, known for its maritime and trading prowess. Jezebel's marriage to Ahab, the king of Israel, was primarily a political alliance to solidify relations between the two kingdoms. Jezebel's influence in the northern kingdom of Israel was notable. She introduced the worship of the Phoenician god Baal. Baal was one of the prominent gods of the Phoenician pantheon, associated with fertility, agriculture, and storms. The word Baal itself means lord or master in Semitic languages, signifying his elevated status among the gods. As a fertility god, Baal was believed to control the rain, which was vital for the success of agricultural endeavors. He was often depicted with thunderbolts and storm clouds, symbolizing his power over the weather. Baal's ability to bring rain and fertility to the land made him a central figure in agricultural societies, where the prosperity of crops and livestock was paramount for survival. Baal was also associated with the cycle of life and death. His role as a fertility deity extended to human reproduction, and he was believed to have the power to grant blessings of fertility and ensure the continuation of generations. In some traditions, Baal was considered a protector of the family and the patron deity of marriage and childbirth. The worship of Baal often involved rituals and ceremonies conducted at sanctuaries and temples dedicated to his honor. These sacred sites, known as high places, were often situated on hilltops or elevated locations. The worship of Baal included animal sacrifices, prayers, and various rituals aimed at invoking his blessings and favor. Child sacrifices, known as infant immolation, were sometimes associated with the worship of Baal. The practice involved offering infants or young children as sacrifices, typically through burning or other methods, as a form of devotion or ritualistic act. Prostitution, particularly ritual or temple prostitution, was also connected to the worship of Baal. In certain cultic contexts, temple prostitutes, both male and female, were employed as part of religious rituals dedicated to fertility and the promotion of agricultural productivity. These practices were often seen as a way to engage in sexual acts as a means of worshiping the fertility god and ensuring the continuation of life and abundance.
Do you not know who I am? I am Jezebel, the eldest daughter of Ethbaal, the priest king of Tyre. My father murdered his own brother to take over the throne. He raised me to have a deep understanding of politics and religion.
Jezebel actively promoted the religious practices associated with this deity. She erected altars and temples dedicated to Baal and encouraged the worship of other Canaanite gods, leading to the widespread adoption of idolatry in Israel. Jezebel's efforts to promote Baal worship triggered a significant spiritual decline in the kingdom, drawing the disapproval of prophets like Elijah. In the book, Prophets and Kings, we read that the seductive influence of Jezebel over Ahab was exerted to induce him to unite with her in promoting idol worship. Before he came under the sway of this wicked woman, he was bad enough, but her influence made him still worse. He was weak in moral power, and easily molded by those with whom he associated.
Ahab, my husband. How easy it's been to bend him to my will. He cannot resist my charms and does whatever I ask of him. He's a weak, self-pitying, dwarf of a man. I am the one these people need to fear.
Jezebel's influence extended beyond religious matters. She played a crucial role in supporting and strengthening Ahab's reign. Her involvement in political affairs is evident in her attempts to secure the prosperity and influence of the northern kingdom. She was known for her strong personality and assertiveness. In 1 Kings 21, we are introduced to Naboth, a righteous man who owned a vineyard adjacent to King Ahab's palace in Jezreel. Ahab approached Naboth with a proposition to acquire his vineyard and offered compensation or a better vineyard in return. However, Naboth refused to sell his ancestral inheritance, as it was against the divine law to do so. Ahab's desire for Naboth's vineyard turned into a deep covetousness and disappointment. He returned to his palace, sullen and bitter, refusing to eat. Jezebel noticed his distress and took matters into her own hands. She devised a wicked plan to falsely accuse Naboth and have him unjustly executed, clearing the way for Ahab to seize the vineyard. Jezebel wrote letters in Ahab's name, sealed them with a seal, and sent them to the elders and nobles of Jezreel. The letters instructed them to proclaim a fast and gather a false witness against Naboth, accusing him of blaspheming God and the king. The plan was executed, and Naboth was falsely accused and stoned to death, allowing Ahab to take possession of his vineyard. However, God was not pleased with Ahab's actions and sent the prophet Elijah to deliver a message of judgment. Elijah confronted Ahab in the vineyard, pronouncing God's condemnation on him and his descendants for the wickedness they had committed. Ahab humbled himself before God, leading God to relent from immediate judgment but still affirming that disaster would befall his house. The idolatrous practices and departure from true worship, symbolized by Jezebel's reign, were a dark shadow that extended beyond the borders of Israel, influencing other nations in the region.
The moment I stepped foot in Israel, I knew change was necessary. This land, shackled by the worship of Yahweh, needed the enlightenment of Baal. The power and fertility of our Phoenician gods must be embraced. And so, I set forth, a woman of ambition and determination, to shape the destiny of this kingdom. I brought with me hundreds of priests, sorcerers, and diviners from my homeland.
Jezebel's reign was marked by opposition from prophets who denounced her idolatrous practices. Elijah, in particular, stood against her and the false prophets of Baal, leading to a confrontation on Mount Carmel. Jezebel's response to Elijah's victory was to issue a death threat against him, showcasing her determination to hold on to her beliefs and power.
The prophets of Yahweh. Yes, they have posed a challenge. Their obstinate devotion to their God, their resistance to change. It so infuriates me. But I am not a woman to be crossed. Their voices, their influence, will be silenced. Even now, I have devised strategies to dismantle their authority, to expose their weaknesses, and to strike fear into the hearts of those who would dare to challenge me. I have killed prophets before. I will kill prophets again.
Jezebel has become a symbol representing various negative qualities and actions throughout history and literature. Her name is often used metaphorically to describe a woman who is manipulative, seductive, and morally corrupt. She embodies traits such as idolatry, wickedness, and abuse of power. In this sense, Jezebel serves as a cautionary figure, a symbol of the consequences of straying from righteousness and embracing evil. While Jezebel's story itself does not contain direct foreshadowing of Jesus, some parallels can be drawn between certain aspects of their narratives. One parallel is the contrast between Jezebel's false worship of Baal and Jesus as the embodiment of true worship and faith in God. Jezebel led Israel astray with her promotion of idolatry and her attempt to suppress the worship of Yahweh. In contrast, Jesus taught and exemplified the worship of the one true God, emphasizing a personal relationship with the Father. Another contrast lies in the use of power. Jezebel manipulated and abused her power as queen, promoting her own agenda and engaging in wicked acts. Jesus, on the other hand, exercised his power with humility, love, and righteousness, using it to serve and bring salvation to humanity. Furthermore, Jezebel's ultimate downfall and judgment, as prophesied by Elijah, can be seen as a contrast to Jesus' sacrificial death and subsequent resurrection. Jezebel's story serves as a reminder of the consequences of unrepentant sin and the judgment that awaits the wicked. In contrast, Jesus willingly gave his life to redeem humanity, offering forgiveness and salvation to all who believe in him. While the story of Jezebel does not directly foreshadow Jesus, it does provide a contrast to his teachings and character. Through this contrast, we can draw valuable lessons about the importance of true worship, righteousness, and the consequences of embracing evil. In the book of Revelation, Jesus invokes the name of Jezebel in his rebuke of the church in Thyatira.
But I have this against you, that you tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, and is teaching and seducing my servants to practice sexual immorality, and to eat food sacrificed to idols.
May we learn from the example of Jezebel, and choose fidelity to God and his principles. That's our episode for today.